Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 9th, 2026. Representatives from the Maine AFL-CIO held a rally at the State House last Thursday in support of measures that would address the child care crisis in the state, including LD 1955, an act to increase child care affordability, a bill that's presented by representatives of both parties, and a proposal from gubernatorial candidate Troy Jackson for universal child care in Maine, the cost of which would be covered by a tax targeting the wealthiest Mainers. On Friday, we heard from Maine AFL-CIO President Cynthia Finney. That's on the archives if you missed it at weru.org. Up next, we have another speaker from that rally describing her family's experience dealing with a child care shortage. And the bell you'll hear from time to time is ringing at the State House. It's a signal to legislators that there's going to be a roll call vote.
My name is Meg Sinclair. Like Cynthia said, I'm a member of the Maine State Nurses Association. I'm a nurse. I work in the emergency room at Maine Medical Center in Portland, and I'm a mom. I have two adorable children. Charlie is 4 years old, almost, and Benny is 9 months old. Motherhood is the most incredible thing, and there simply aren't words to describe what it's like seeing my sons bond together. But parenting comes with challenges, whether expected or not. I put my son, Benny, on a wait list for child care when I was 5 or 6 months pregnant. That was 1 year ago, and I still have no guarantee that he will have a spot at that child care center in the fall of 2026. That's 18 months notice to try to get my child in child care. It's been a struggle to work and juggle childcare duties. I have cut my hours from full-time to part-time in order to care for my sons. My stepdad and my mom also watch my children 1 or 2 days a week, if not more. In addition to that, my dad drives from Bangor to Westbrook 2 times a month to have shifts with the kids, and my in-laws also pitch in. I'm really, really lucky to have family members that are able and willing to support me growing my family. But it's very likely that without their help, Charlie would be an only child, or I simply wouldn't have any children at all. And there are dozens of mothers to young children that I work with in the emergency room. I can't think of one of them who has not had to reduce their hours since becoming a parent, whether going part-time or per diem. At a time when Maine is facing a critical and ongoing nursing crisis, we need to fix this childcare crisis so nurses can return to work full-time at the bedside. I think the most important thing I want to say about all of this is that no one who desires to have or grow a family should be limited from doing so because of the inaccessibility and unaffordability of childcare. But the reality is that working class families are doing exactly that. And it's wrong, especially given that we can find the funding with a modest tax on the most wealthiest Mainers. It's despicable that nurses like me and workers like all of us pay the same rate of taxes as a millionaire. Troy Jackson has a plan to fix this. Troy's plan will make childcare affordable and will fairly compensate the incredibly skilled and criminally underpaid care workers who look after our children. He will do this by modestly taxing the very rich. It is long overdue that the wealthiest among us pay their fair share. Kids... Kids deserve access to early childhood education because it sets them up for greater success throughout their entire lives. My older son attends the Children's Odyssey in Portland. It's an amazing center. He goes 2 days a week, and seeing him blossom both socially and intellectually and physically thanks to the staff there is incredible. Providing some relief to working class families from the financial strain of paying for a quality early childhood education will also mitigate the physical health detriment that a state of constant stress does to a family. I deserve to go back to work, and so do the 18,000 working age Mainers who cut back their working hours or left the workforce altogether because of a lack of childcare. I miss being a full-time nurse, and so do dozens of my colleagues who had to make the same decision that I did, to work less at the hospital because I needed to work more at home. One last thing. Over a decade ago, LePage made a decision to line the pockets of the rich at the expense of the working class. And we're still seeing the downstream effects of this, and no, not in a trickle-down economics sense. We need leaders in the State House and in D.C. who are going to support the working class by doing exactly the opposite of what LePage and other politicians have done and will continue to do if elected. We need to elect Troy Jackson as our governor because he always has and always will stick up for the working class.
Those comments are from a rally at the State House that happened last Thursday, organized and live-streamed by the Maine AFL-CIO. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.